Yeah, because you, let's say you asked how I'm doing with it. And like I say, since the mood's gotten better and like I say, I'm not as depressed, it has gotten worse in some ways, but it's still in no way, shape, or form ruining my life, you know? It's not preventing me from doing things. I'm still getting out and about. I'm still engaging with people. I'm still doing everything I need to be doing. And the only place where it's negatively impacting me at the moment is probably sleep. Well, the dreams aren't even, like, dreams and nightmares aren't even anything to do with fucking PTSD, the stabbing, none of that shit. It's all fucking other stress going on in life at the minute. But yeah, that's the worst thing about dreams, is when they are very clearly bound to something that's happening in your reality. Because it means you can't even fucking escape it when you're asleep. But hey, the blessing of edibles, they fucking switch that off apparently. Like, something I was going to touch on in the last one is you mentioned like having friends and how they could be there with you when you're trying drugs for the first time or like any sort of psychedelics. And the fact you're confident enough in them and you trust them enough where you're considering that an option with no hesitation, it gives me faith that you got some good friends there, which is, I'm glad to hear. Because it's, I did the same thing. When I first did the edibles, it was me and my friend. They, like, just baked them, cooked them, tried them together. Like, it's cannabis, you don't really need to trip-sit anybody. But I think having somebody there really does help, and I see, especially if they're experienced in it as well. Yeah. Oh, and you talked about how you don't know why you have this confidence in trying psychedelics and why you think they'd help you, but see, a lot of the things which we, even though we can't consciously rationalize it, usually there's something in the back of our mind which is rationalizing it. As you know, our beliefs, our thoughts, our ideas, they tend to come from somewhere or a variety of somewheres. And I know I think part of that is like you've tried the smoking, and that for a lot of people is like their gateway into anything even near the realm of psychedelics. Like, because I say I wouldn't really call cannabis a psychedelic, but I guess in high enough doses, it's you can have some pretty wacky effects. But I think the fact it went well for you and calmed that anxiety, I can see how that would give you confidence, you know? I feel like it, excuse me, that'll be where there's one of the places where your brain is drawing from and why you're coming to them conclusions. Yeah. And like I say, it's, I love how specifically you mentioned how they think, like, how, like, the Paxichabs respect me, but use the word cool. And it was, there's this one lad, he's only just about turned 18, but he's, I've known him for a few years now because he's always pestering me. Whenever I'm walking out and about, he's always like, where are you going? Or like, oh, you're going this shop again? He's like, yeah. And I, like, pestered him back about, oh, what, how are you doing with GCSE school or whatever? And he's gotten older. It was like fucking one night he's asking me about some shit that's going on and he's walking his dog. He's like, come fucking walk the dog with me and we have a chat, catch up. And he just, we run into like two different groups of just chavs. And he just comes up and he's like, oh, this is Alan. He's fucking safe. And, you know, the fucking fist bumps and shit. And he goes, yeah, he's cool. And isn't. That's what I mean. I literally just get fucking chauffeured around and introduced to the local wildlife. And it's like, hey, he's got the seal of approval. It's great.